Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Holly Plaster, communications representative of Clico and Fran Phoenix, communications strategist there. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
So, obviously, new budget year. Clico has been great corporate partners for a long, long time. But y'all have an announcement that you want to make today to try and make people aware of what you have available and how you can go about distributing it. So, take it away.
Yes, Clico has been focused on corporate giving since we've been in business. This year, we will actually celebrate 90 years of service. And so as we begin the new year of 2025, we want to make sure our customers know what we're doing in the community through our volunteerism and our corporate giving. So I'll start with the volunteerism. We have a program called Done in a Day, where we go and help various nonprofit organizations with various projects that take a couple of hours or at most a day. We have a team of employees, they volunteer. In the St. Tammany area, we've gone to the Family Promise of St. Tammany. That's a homeless shelter for families and children. We helped with their landscaping. We did some pressure washing and painted. We've gone to the Slidell Animal Control and helped wash dogs. We walk dogs to prepare them for adoption. And we've gone to the North Shore Food Bank. They have a resale store in Covington, and we helped with that facility. So every year we try to do some of these Done in a Day projects across our service territory. And those are some of the things we did in 2024.
I love that approach. Right. I mean, you know, your employees have kind of a sometimes little snippets of time that they can give back to their community. And you guys are work that gatekeeper, so to speak, and align. And it helps everyone. I love it.
And we love doing it. We live in this community. We work in this community and we do business. And we believe in serving where we, helping where we serve. So we want to always make sure that we give back, and volunteering is one of the ways we do that. In 2024, Newell, we volunteered 4,600 hours of time to over 600 organizations.
That's awesome. That's great. I mean, I love that approach. Now, you also, you guys have monies set aside as well. So tell us about corporate giving.
Sure, Newell. That's something that we're also really passionate to be a part of, along with the volunteering. So many organizations across the state that are putting on projects, these charitable organizations, projects to benefit the community, benefit citizens in the community. Like Fran was saying, we've been able to support financially over 600 organizations in 2024. That's things big and small that you might see it on a billboard somewhere or on a big screen, or it may be small in a community to support them. And so it's been spectacular to get to work with those different programs.
Absolutely. So if there are groups that have a desire to tap into that corporate giving stream, how do they go about doing that?
Sure. The best way that they can do that is to visit us on our website, clico.com/community. On the community tab of our website, you'll be able to push a button there to apply for some corporate funding.
And you guys, obviously, y'all do this every year. I've heard about it for a long, long time, and you're committed to keep this going, obviously.
Definitely. On the volunteerism side, we even have employees who outside of Done in a Day, they volunteer at the Manor House. That's part of something they do for team building and to give back. So once a month, they set aside time to go to a local Manor House to help box food and just get things ready for distribution. So it's not just giving, you know, we do giving with the corporate grants, but just the fact that employees give up their time and that the company supports it. You know, if Coley or myself want to go to help an organization and it's at a certain time, maybe during work hours, we actually have the opportunity to go and do that because the company is committed to volunteering. We're not about just being in a community and not giving back.
So, Fran, obviously, if you were advising a not-for-profit, the sooner that they establish this relationship within the budget year, the better, right? To make you guys aware of what they're looking for so you can try and determine whether or not you're going to be able to satisfy their request.
Definitely. So as Coley mentioned, if you go to Clico.com, you're going to click on community and then corporate giving. And we list the criteria for grants. We focus on several areas like STEM. We focus on programs that support the youth, low-income initiatives. If there's a nonprofit in our service area that has some type of program that ties into those initiatives, we definitely encourage you to complete the application and request a grant. It does take, you know, a couple of weeks to hear back. So the sooner you apply, the better. And then on the volunteerism side, if there's a project that someone needs help with, a nonprofit, then you can reach out to us at news@clico.com. We'll look at the request and we'll do our best to come out and support that organization.
So thank you all for the opportunity to kind of, you know, get this word out. As you well know, I'm a big believer in the not-for-profit community. They backfill in so many different ways where our government doesn't have the opportunity, doesn't have the resources necessary to do it all. And it really improves our community. And I love the fact that y'all reached out and said, look, we want to let everybody know about this opportunity, and thank you for doing so, and we're happy to do so. And if these opportunities come up again, please let us know. Final thoughts?
Yeah, just one more time. If you're requesting some support from volunteers for a project that we could get done in about a day, you can email to news@clico.com. Let us know a little bit about what group you're with, what kind of project you're looking at, and how many hands you might look at needing. And to request funding, you can visit clico.com/community to look at corporate giving.
Coley Plaster and Fran Phoenix, thank you so much for joining us. Representatives from Clico, as I said before, great corporate partners, and we appreciate you guys reaching out. And if there's any way that I can assist in the future getting the word out, let us know. We'd be happy to do so. And Happy New Year to y'all.
Thank you.
And Happy New Year to you too, Noel.
Thank you so much, Fran. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Give us a shout. We'll be right back.